Okay, since we're discussing Tziruf, so the next Mishnah here, which doesn't really have to do with the Masechta, but it has to do with Tziruf. So the Mishnah says that all the Nevelos, Kol HaNevelos, Mitztarfim Zuim Zu. All the Nevelos are Mitztarf with each other. Now the Mishnah used very generic terminology, because there's two ways to look at the Mishnah. One is all the Nevelos. There's something called a Nevelos Behemet Tohera, and there's Nevelos Behemet Tmeya. And Nevelos Behemet Tohera is what we would call a classic Nevelos. A Nevelos Behemet Tmeya is also already Mechayim. Right? And we know it's Metame after Misa also. Right? It's Metame after Misa. The question is, is it the same type of nevela? And therefore, could you be mitzaref? So the Mishnah doesn't clearly state. Mishnah could be talking about you have a bunch of half kezesim from a bunch of nivlas behemet tohera, or a bunch of half kezesim from nivlas behemet tmeya. You don't see clearly from the Mishnah that you could combine a nevela from a behemet tohera to a nevela from behemet tmeya. You don't see from the Mishnah. But the Mishnah very, and the same thing, Shkotzim, is Mitztafim Zeim Zeh. The Shkotzim, which we'll see what's included in this, they're also Mitztaref with each other. Okay. So the Gemara says like this. Omar Rav, Loi Shonu, Elo L'Inyan Tumim. The Mishnah is referring to the Halacha of Tumah. So Rav takes on for Dava Pashat that we're talking about Behemet Tohara together with Behemet Tmeya. So if we're talking about Behemet Tohara and Behemet Tmeya, so Rav says that that Siruf can only be Linyan Tumah. Meaning the Chiddush of our Mishnah is that there's a generic connection between the Nevela of a Behemet Tohara and the Nevela of Behemet Tmeya, which is a Chiddush. It's a Chiddush because let's look at it this way. Clearly, and this the Brisker Rav points out, clearly a behemoth tameya has no way of dying and not becoming an avail. So you could never say that the behemoth tameya is an availer because of the way it died. Because you could give it a chsidish shechita, it's still going to be an availer. Right? So the process of a behemoth tameya becoming an avail is definitely different. In fact, there's a Brisker Rav. The Brisker Rav, here in the Kisvei HaGriz, the Brisker Rav says as follows. He says, Shnei Tumah Is Nevelos Isnehu. He says he feels there's two kinds of Tumah. The Tumah of a Behemoth Tumah and the Tumah of a Nevelos Behemoth Tahoira are two different Tumahs. He says, the Betahoira Tumasa Mishum Chesor and Shechita. By a behemoth tohera, we can zero in. Say the tumah is because it didn't get a shechita. Right? He says, Ma she'en kein behemoth tmeya, we shayich po shechita. Behemoth tmeya, shechting doesn't do anything for it. So you definitely can't categorize the tumah based on the occurrence of how it died. Havi nevela mitzar etzem misosa. He says, it's an avela because of the actual misa. It's a murder to get diak here, like the Brisker Rav from the Psukim. Because if you read the Psukim, by Behemoth Torah, it says as follows, V'chiyomus mina behema, hanageya benivlo yitmo. Yeah? The Torah starts talking about it from death. By Behemoth Torah, the Torah doesn't start from hanageya benivlosa. The Torah says, V'chiyomus, if it would die, because the occurrence of death and the way the death occurred is what triggers the tumah. The cow is not metame the fact that it's dead. It's metame by the process, the way it died. If you look at the pasuk by behemet tameya, it says as follows: Hanogeya b'nevela an ubinivlosam loytigu. Don't touch a nevela. It doesn't say the chiyomus. The lotion of the chiyomus is only found by behemet tohera, not by behemet tameya. So the Brisker Rav is gevaldik. Because by behemet tameya, the way it died is irrelevant. It's not the way it died which triggered the tumah. It's the fact that it's dead. So it's a different thing. So Briskerov therefore says that would be the pshat. He says, and that's the reason why the Rambam, which we have here, we brought down in the Ma'ar Mekremis, in Perek Dalet, Macholos Asuras. Halacha Beis. Loshen HaRambam is Ein Osul Mishum Nevelo, Elo Minim Tohoirim Bovad. Mimnei Shehim Huyim L'Shchita. Ve'im Nishchitu, Shchito Kshero, Yehei Mutorim Bachir. Abo Minim Temeim, says the Rambam, She'ein Shchita Mo'eles Bohem. The Shchita doesn't help. Bein She Nishchito, Bein She Mesa Kedalko, Bein She Chotach Bosom Al-Achayim Ben V'Ochlo Ayni Loike, Mishum Nevelu Tref. Elo Mishum Oich Al-Bosom Temeim. That's what he says. So the Briskerov wants to say, if you're medayik in the Rambam, that the source of tumah of nevela by a behemoth tameh is a different kind of a source. It's the fact that it's dead, and by a behemoth toira, it's the occurrence. So the Briskerov says, based on that, one can actually say that the tumah is different. It's a different type of tumah, and if it's a different type of tumah, who says that it's mistalif? So that's a chiddush. What I'm trying to say is, even according to Rav, who learns that the Mishnah is not talking about achila, it's still a big chiddush. The Mishnah here is still telling us a big chiddush. The Mishnah is saying, although this is one type of nevela, and this is another type of nevela, and even the way they become a nevela is different, the end result is that they're mistalif. There'd be room to say that they're not. Could be they're not mistalif. But that's the way the Mishnah reads according to Rav. Well, now, Levi disagrees. For Levi Omar, Afilu liachilo nami mitzdalfi. Even for achilo them mitzdalfi. So the Rishonim explained, based on the Gemara, the way the Hemshecha Gemara, that this is all based on Einis Echalos. This whole sugya is based on Einis Echalos. Which means, if you hold Isser Echalos Isser, so you can have an animal that's already also to eat, because it's a camel. The camel is also to be eaten. Right now, mechayim. Now it dies and it turns into an nevela. Right? So if you hold Isser Chalal Isser, so it's a camel that's also to be eaten, al's behemoth tameya, and it's also to be eaten, al's nevela. So then, in that aspect of it, it could be mitzaref, half a kezias of the camel, could be mitzaref with a half a kezias of the cow that's dead. But if you learn Ein Isser Chalal Isser, so the dead camel can never become Osir Alts Nevela, so it's only Osir Alts Behemoth Temeya. So now you can't combine these Sudan. So that's the way the Rishonim and the way the Gemara seems to come out. The Gemara says, in Levi Omar Afilu Lachilu Nami Mitztarfin. So if you look at the Mefarash and Rashi here, he says, Dikasova Isser Chalal Isser. V'chayiv shtayim, mishum behemet temeya v'achas mishum nevela. Ravasi yomar, toherim ha'atzman u'tmeyim ha'atzman. Ravasi says the toherim on their own and the temeyim on their own. So obviously there are different ways to learn Ravasi, as I said from the Mishnah. When the Mishnah said all the nevelos ha'mitzdarif, it doesn't necessarily mean tomei and toher altogether. So the Gemara says, ma'ikad amri pligi adera, v'ikad amri lo pligi adera. Clearly Ravasi is arguing with Levi. On that we have no shaila. Ravasi is clearly arguing with Levi. Because Levi says that it's everything's one cholent. Behemet temeya, behemet tohara, you put it together. Even in achila, even eating it, it combines. A half a kezias isn't. Ravasi clearly is arguing with that. The Gemara is clearing, is he also arguing on Rav? So some say, pligi ad Rav, yikadami loy pligi ad Rav. The one who says, loy pligi ad Rav, so Rashi explains, "Hai dekoma, Ravasi tohoyro, tohoyro laatzmo tmei laatzmo. The bein linyan tuma bein linyan achilu. Mokom avasi lemastit and kol nevel sanu tohirim b'fnei atzmon utmeim b'fnei atzmon. Va'afilu linyan tuma. Va'haynu taima the pligi adarav. The gidamer says, loy pligin." He could say, Motzinu loik, monami, l'deravasi, k'derav, chikom, arav, terim, l'atzun, l'yakila. So Avasi made a statement that we don't know exactly what he meant. Did he mean to intervene between Rav and Levi and take sides with Rav? Or did he mean to say, I have a whole different shita? I hold that they're not mitzaref at all. And that would be very simple, the way I explained to you from Briska Rav. Rav Asi holds even in the Vela they're different. Even in Tumah they're different. Because the Tumah of a Behemah Tumah is one type of Tumah. And the Tumah of a Behemah HaTorah is a different type of Tumah. Because of that difference, even the Tumah element is not mitzaref. So that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara then says, Meisvei, Nisas Poro the Chaye Gomel in Mitztafen. If you have, the simple reading of it is, if you have a dead cow, a piece of a dead cow, and a piece of a living Gomel, Ein Mitztafen Zein Zeh. They're not Mitztafen with each other. It's Mashma, because this is also Als Eiver Menachai or Bosser Menachai. And this is also Als Nevela. Ho Misa Shneya Mitztafen. It's mashma that if you had the misa of both of them, then it's tarif. Umani Rabbi Yudi. The Omar Eber Menachai Noe Bitmeya. Abo Misa Shneya Mai. The Kam, sorry, the Kashil Ravasi. So Ravasi says, no, Eber Hochayu Shneya Mitztaf. Doesn't mean to say that if they're dead, then it's tarif. If they're alive, then it's tarif. Because Eivim and Achai will be also by a cow. Bosser Eivim and Achai, or Bosser and Achai, and Eivim, Bosser and Achai is also by a gom. Which this goes very well with the Briska Rav. Because some of the Achronim ask here, why would Rav Asi be more leaning towards being Mitzaref Eivim from Temeya and Tahira, and not to be Mitzaref Nevela from Behema and Tahira? It's the same thing. But the way the Briska Rav is learning is very geschmack. Because the Eivim and Achai is also the same way. And therefore that we could put together. But the Nevela is completely different. Because the way this becomes Nevela, the way that becomes a Nevela is different. So that reflects a difference in the Isser. And therefore they're not Mitzaref. That's what the Gemara says. Says the Gemara, this could go in like Rabbi Yehudi, the Omar Eivim and Achai Noeg B'tmeya. Avol Misa Shnei Amai Loi Mitzarefi. What do you tell me? It's not. And Cain, they tell us that Chiddush. My Aryeh Deroyeh Fitoni Misas Poro. Why did the Tana rush to tell us Misas Poro V'Chayeh Gomel? Ha'afilu Misas Shneim Le Mitztafi. The Tana should have said a bigger Chiddush. That if they're both dead, they're still not Mitztafi, even though they're both Nevela. V'Hoyt, we have a Beferish Abraise. Tanya, we learned in the Abraise, Chatzi Zayas Poro V'Chayeh. V'Chatzi Zayas Gomel V'Misoso. But then it says, "Avochatzi zayis poro, avochatzi zayis gomel, bein b'chayeh, bein b'misosa mitzdaf." So first it says it is, then it's not. Obviously, we're talking about if they're both in the same setting. Kashereisha seif. Shma mino misa shneim mitzdaf. It's muchach that if they're both dead, they are mitzdaf. Which is not like Ravasi. Ravasi says they're absolutely not mitzdaf. Omloch Ravasi, haitana soval. Isul chal al isul. Now again, this whole Gemara, I feel, only works once we accept the Briska Rav Chiddush. Because otherwise, even the conclusion of the Gemara is very difficult. Because the conclusion of the Gemara says Ravasi has a way to wiggle out of this. Because Ravasi could say that this is going, if you hold, this is a chal al isul. Right? And therefore, that Tana says that it's mitzvah. But we hold ain't isul chal al isul, yeah? But let's not forget, Ravasi was the one who, according to one Ikad Amri, held it's not even Mitzaref, Nevela, and Nevela. There you don't have an Enis of Chalal Issa problem. In other words, Rav and Levi is a very clean cut. Rav holds there's a problem of Enis of Chalal Issa, and Levi holds there's no problem of Enis of Chalal Issa. That's very clean. That's why, according to Rav, not only could they be Mitzaref for Gabi Tumah, they could also be Mitzaref for Gabi Achila. Because the tummy animal has now also gotten another layer of Isser, called Nevela, which it shares with its behemoth Tahara. Yeah, so that's Levi. And Rav says, Ein Isser Chalal Isser, so they only share the tummy element. But according to the Ikad Amri and Ravasi, that they're not Mitzaref at all, That means that Rav Asi had two problems. Ein Yisachar l'Isser is a separate issue. Rav Asi held that even in which Isser that they do both have, like Nevela, that's not a machlokes. The Behemoth Tumah is a Nevela, the Behemoth Torah is a Nevela. They're not Mitzaref even for Tumah. So what I'm trying to tell you is, how is the Gemara at the end, Maskoniya, the Gemara says that Rav Asi has a way to learn the Braisa that it doesn't contradict the Shita. Because the Braisa is going if you hold Yisachar l'Isser. Yeah, but you, Rav Asi, told me that even Lagabi Tumah, they're not Mitzaref. Rav is fine, because Rav holds the whole problem is Yisachar l'Isser. Once you get around Yisachar l'Isser, everything is fine. But you, Rav Asi, according to one Ikadamri, you had not only a problem with Yisachar l'Isser, you had a generic problem. You can't put together these two nevelas. Even though this is Tomei and this is Tomei, if you put them together, you're not going to Kabbal Tumah. So how does the Chalasa resolve the issue with you and the Braisa? But the way we got from the Briskerov, it's very Gishmak. Because the issue that we had with being Mitzaref to Nevela from the Behemoth Tahoya, with the Nevela from the Behemoth Tameya, was only Lagabi the Tumah element of it. Because they become Tomei in different ways. But if you hold Isra Chalal Isra in that way, then Lagabi the Isra Achila, Lagabi the Isra Achila, there's now a new Isra on the Behemoth Tameya. So if you hold Isra Chalal Isra, then it comes out that now the Behemoth Tameya has two Isra. Right? And Kalapi that Isra, only in the Tumah element do we have this problem that they're different, generically different. But Lagabi the Isra Nevela, that they both would share according to Rav Asi. You're going to have to learn something like that in the Maskana, because it seems, according to the Maskana of the Gemara, the only issue Rav Asi had with combining it was Isra Chalalis, which is not true by Nevela. Well, Gabi Tumah, that's obviously not his problem, because by Tumah they both are Tumah. And still Rav Asi had a problem combining the Tumah. So all I'm saying is, it must be that according to the way the Gemara is coming out at the end, that there's a generic problem with combining Tumah of Nevela Behemoth Tameya with Tumah Nevela Behemoth Tahara. That's irrelevant of the issue of Isra Chalal Isra. And then there's another issue that, as far as being also to eat a Kazayas of both of them, that is only a problem of Isra Chalal Isra. And that's why Rav Asi could at the end of the Gemara come out flying, because he says, you know what, the Braisa that says that it's Mitzar if you eat because I said, both, that's Isra Chalal Isra. But what happened with the other problem that you had? You had a problem even when we weren't dealing with Isra Chalal Isra. You had a problem being Mitzaref even the Tumah of them. So all I'm saying is that the Maskana has to be like the Briskerov. That somehow Tumah has its own problem why you can't be Mitzaref them together. And Machol Sasuras, if you hold Isra Chalal Isra, then you could combine it. What? All I'm saying is that the Ikad Amri, who says that he's Polag Arav, will not work Lamaskana. Now there are those Rishonim who hold that this Kasha that I'm asking you is good enough of a Kasha that the Maskana Sagamora, we only answered one Ikad Amri. Right. And actually the other Ikad Amri remains Shver. But the actual Gemara doesn't seem to read that way. The Gemara seems to say this is a solution on both. Otherwise, the Gemara should say we have a Tiyufta on one of, like the Derech of the Gemara all over Shas. We have a Tiyufta on one of the Ikadamis according to. Okay. So now let's try to get a better handle on this Sugya. Like I said, simply it seems to be the Sugya is telling us that this has everything to do with Isra Chalal Isra. Except, like I said, this Ikadamri according to Rav Asi, who says they're not Mitzara Lagabi Tumah. Now, it seems to be here a machlokes rishonim whether this way of learning the sugya is the accurate way to learn the sugya. If you look in the Rambam, there's two Rambams we brought down, but the Rambam in the second Rambam, the Rambam in Machoros Asuras, Perek Dalet, Halacha Yud Zayin. So over there, the Rambam states, Kol anevela is mitzaref for zu im zu. Unevela mitzaref es im atahara. V'chein kol behemah v'chayah atmei mitzaref im zeh im zeh. So these are all kosher animals. The kovatz minakol kazayas basel v'achol eloike. V'chein, im kovatz, chatzi zayas minivelos behemet ha'ero, v'chatzi zayas minat chefer, chatzi zayas minipsal nevelo, v'chatzi zayas minipsal minachai minat ha'ero v'achol eloike. V'chein, basel ha'gomo v'achazir v'anere, shekovatz minkul kazayas v'achol eloike. They're all tome. Abo, im tzirei chatzi chazayas minivelos ha'shor, וחצי זית מבשר הגומל אין מצטרפים. לכן כל כך יצא בזה. So the Rambam seems to come out למעשה like, seems to be like Rav as far as Achila, that they're not מצטרפים. That seems to be the conclusion of the Rambam. The Raivad, if you look in the Hasogas HaRaivad, the Raivad disagrees and he says that the Braisa is Messiah Yatalehi. We had a Braisa that was mashma like Levi, so he therefore is bewildered by the fact that the Rambam paskins this way, the Rambam should paskin like Levi. Meaning the way the Ravid sees it, according to the Gemara's conclusion, that we have a Braisa that supports Levi, so we should paskin like Levi. And therefore, even if you had a chatzi zayas of a pig and a chatzi zayas of a cow that was an avela, you should be chayim. That's what the Ravid says. Pluktihi b'mehilim v'ravah asu yudam v'yohi v'levi polagalayim u'braisim messiah l'levi d'mitztav. Now I'm sure all of you have a familiarity with the Hasogas HaRaivad. This Hasogas HaRaivad is a weak one, meaning you could see he hears the Rambam also. Because if he felt that there's no other way to learn the sugya but the way he's learning it, he would be more strong in his opposition to the Rambam. But what's strange is that the Ravid seems to feel that he has an approach in the sugya the way he's learning. He feels, if anything, the sugya is mashma like him, right? And the problem, the gaping problem on the Ravid is that halacha lemaisa, the Ravid doesn't work. Because we paskin ain iser chalalism. The Ravid agrees ain iser chalalism. So if the Ravid agrees ain iser chalalism, so I don't care that there's a braisa that's misayaya. Because the bottom line is, the only way, the only option that we have, at least in our Gemara, that seems to work according to Levi, is if you hold iser chalalism. Because if you hold ain iser chalalism, you don't get the first base. Because the pig never becomes usher for nevela. It becomes tomei for nevela, but never even becomes usher for nevela. So how can you be chayav for nevela? It's really a plea on the right. So the Lechem Mishnah here that we underlined here tries to give some kind of beer in the Ravid, tries to combine it with a Tosfos over here. The Tosfos in our sugya has difficulty on Levi. How can Levi hold Issur Chalal Issur? That's a machlokes tanoim, and we paskin Issur Chalal Issur, and it's highly unlikely, especially according to the Sugyas Hashas and Yevamos, that's a machlokes Beishami and Beisilul. How could Levi hold like such a tani? The Gemara should say Lema Ketanoi. I mean, so therefore, they both may hold the same thing. Then talking about the chipolig Rav Levi on Issur Chalal Issur, the time of the Levi murder day in Issur Chalal Issur, but there must be a gilui akra. The chsiva ochol lo yisechlu. Atayra amra yovo yisav yochol lo yisechlu. He says there's like a, by the fact that the Torah made that nevelas chal on chela, the Torah was megala that the Issur nevelas chal on other Issur, and therefore the Issur nevelas chal on behemet man too. That's the way. And the Rambam doesn't hold that way. That's basically what he says. He says, "V'rabenu minei duhu soy v'dechipach b'gomal avasi l'rab k'moy shepirshu at eloy kapir." He doesn't hold that way. He says, "Rabenu soy v'kapirshu ashi pasek rab mishum debrais eloy avetiyuf tel avasi," and therefore he holds like Rab. Aval Rav Azin Shabbat. Anyway, so that's the way the Lechem Mishnah learns. The Lechem Mishnah wants to learn that there's a machloikis between the Rambam and the Raivis, whether Issachar or Isser is the point of our sugya. Even though the sugya reads that way, but you want to say maybe there's a... Now, the shurikite is that even Rav Asi at the end of the day seems to say, Hainu Taima, because Issachar or Isser seems to say that. So if you take a look, we brought down here a Keren Oira. Keren Oira, in our sugya, has a fascinating question. And it seems to be so obvious. This question seems to be so obvious on the whole sugya. Anytime we're dealing with siluf, that means that we only have less than a shear of each one. Otherwise, you don't need siluf. If you're having a kazayas nevela of behemet tameya and kazayas, you don't need siluf. You chayef a nevela for this and you chayef for that. You ate enough to be chayef from both. So whenever we're talking about siluf, we're talking about you don't have enough of each. So what you basically have is a chatzi shear. So the Keren Oira says, I don't even know what's going on in the whole sugya. What do you mean, ain't Issachar or Isser? The Chatzi Zayas is not also yet. Chatzi Zayas is not also. So what do you mean, ain't Issachar or Isser? Issachar or Isser. That's his kasha. Of the effect of the Keren Oira. And there's rias to this from the Gemara and Shavuos. Because the Gemara and Shavuos in the sugya of ain't Shavuos Chalal Isser, the Gemara there in Shavuah says that if you make a Shavuah on a Chatzi Shear, it is Chal. Because a Chatzi Shear is still permitted in this state. That's what he says. So he says, L'chor ina yesh l'shoy. Amai lo yochu kan Isser nevel atmeh l'man da'ama Chatzi Shear mutu menater. There's a machloikis of Yechon Mishlokish. Rabbi Yechanan holds Chatzi Shear is Osir Min HaTorah. Rish Lakish holds Chatzi Shear is Mutar Min HaTorah. Asks the Keren Oira, if you hold Chatzi Shear is Mutar Min HaTorah, so why shouldn't it be Chal? V'amai lo yitztaref Chatzi Zayas Nevela, v'yochul al Shmeya Mr. Nevela, umima akev. And what's makev? And really, his question is not only according to the Mandamah, who's Chatzi Shear is Mutar Min HaTorah, the way he starts his question. Tosfos in Maseches Shavuos points out that even if you hold Chatzi Shear is Osir Min HaTorah, since it doesn't have a lav, so it could be chal on an Issur. In other words, if a lav wants to be chal on a Chatzi Shear, it's going to work. In other words, if you hold Chatzi Shear is Mutar, of course, it'll work. Even if you hold Chatzi Shear is Osir, Tosfos calls it Isura Ba'alma, Tosfos in Shavuos, which means that Chatzi Shear is always susceptible to have another Isur Chal on it. So the question is a gaping question. Similarly, he says, V'chen yesh l'daktek on the Sugyan Chulin, the Omar, the Pligi, the Perakal Abosa, the Mevasho, Chelev B'chola. What happens if somebody takes fat of the animal meat, which is Osur already al's chaylev, and he cooks it with milk. And the Gemara says, Loi loki achilo, dein iser chal al iser. The Gemara says there, you don't get malchus, because ein iser chal al iser. Right? So he says, Hobabosa chalov, chayovin al chatzi zayas mizeh, v'chatzi zayas mizeh. You chayev on each one. So if you chayev on each one, take a half a kazayas of milk and a half a kazayas of the chalev, so it's not yet asr, and now when you cook it together it becomes this new entity of basar b'cholov. So what's the problem of anis? The Gemara says over there, if you took fat and you cooked it in milk, you're not going to get malchus, because anis or chal alisa, it's already, the fat is already asr al chalev. He says, I don't understand. He says, it's chatzi shir. Take a chatzi kazayas chalov, chatzi kazayas chalov. Cook it together. All together, you have a kazayas. Now you have a new entity of basar b'chol. You don't have a problem with ein iser chal iser because the chalov was only a chatzi shir, right? By basar b'chol, it's even a better kash. Becomes a new entity called basar b'chol. It's not. It's not. It's not. It's not nothing to do with chalov. has nothing to do with chelik. Becomes now a new entity. The meat and the milk become this new entity called what? That's a whole different shayla. The Gemara there is saying that by chelev and cholov, everybody would agree because ein nisa chalas, not because hetel. No, he's saying, what he's saying is simple. He's saying, why does the Gemara say that it's not possible to get Malkus on Chelev B'cholov? That would only hold true if somebody had a Kazayas only of the Chelev, which was cooked in milk, then you have a Tain of Ein Issur Chalalis. But the fact is that the half a Kazayas of Chelev with the half a Kazayas of milk is Mitzdalif. So it's not a problem of Ein Issur Chalalis. So why does the Gemara assume that you, there's no way you could get Malkus for Chelev B'cholov because it's going to be Ein Issur Chalalis? That's his point. Can we find a case where it would be a problem? Yes. If you had a Kazayas of Chelev and you cooked it in milk, then it would be a problem of Ein Issur Chalalis. He's just saying it doesn't have to be that case. So what's the Gemara saying it doesn't work? Huh? So anyway, the approach he wants to say is that basically it's a gilui on the Ein Issur Chalalis is a gilui that's not what the Torah is talking about. So even if you could create a case that it would work, but we're using the Ein Issur Chalalis more as a simen than a siba. So in other words, once we see that there would be a problem of Ein Issur Chalalis, so it must be that the Torah is not talking about that. Because by Chelev, there would be a problem of Ein Issur Chalalis. So you're right, you could find me a case, you could circumvent a case where there won't be a problem of Ein Issur Chalalis. But the fact that there normally, ordinarily, a Kazayas of Chelev would have a problem of Ein Issur Chalalis, that's a gilui, that's not what the Torah is talking about. So if you look at his Lashon, he says, "V'tzorach loymar akimin de Ein Issur Chalalis and kein shaminin de krod loy shavashul gedi." Loi mari b'chelov. Not talking about chelov. Umemele leko isa basa b'cholov afilu achatzizayas chelov. Kivon dekro loi osroi. That's it. So that's his approach. See, he wants to say that the Gemara, even though the Gemara in Chum seems to read that the reason why you're not getting Malkus is because Ein Issur Chalalis, he's saying that's not the reason. Ein Issur Chalalis is the reason before the reason. The reason why you don't get Malkus on chelov b'cholov is because the Torah is not talking about Chelev B'cholov. So somebody asked you at the end of the day, why are you not getting Malkus on Mevashel Chelev B'cholov? According to the Keren Ora, because it's not Basa B'cholov. Why is it not Basa B'cholov? Because the Torah is not talking about Chelev. The Torah is talking about meat. How do we know the Torah is not talking about Chelev? Because Chelev ordinarily represents this problem. And therefore, that's not what the Torah is talking about. It's a very Bechidish what he's saying. Because Pashtus, if you learn, Chelev is Bechlal Basa. So it's not a separate thing. We don't have to deal with it as a separate thing. Is Chelev, yes, not. Chelev is Basa. The reason why you don't get Malkus is because it's Ein Issur Chalalis. But then his Shtikl Torah won't work. So he says like this, V'chein Ocha, Belav de Nevela, Kivon de Pashte de Kro de Leisecha Kol Nevela, Loi Mairi B'Temeya. In Kain Memela Shamina on the Betmeya Ain Kan Isinavela Klau. Falsi Shapra da Filu Bechatzi Shir Leka Isinavela. Vidoba Nochanu. Ubel Yesh Lodun Bekama Makoimis Vosa Shapra Beilu Advoya. Anyway, so this is the approach that the Keren Ora takes. Yes.
So when the fact that it's a hafishur of chelev, it's still chelev. It doesn't make it not chelev.
The way the Keren Ora looks at it is, chelev, we have a question whether chelev is included in gedi. When the Torah said, don't cook gedi b'chalev imay, is it also talking about chelev? And that's on the table. Now, does the Torah also mean chelev? So the Keren Ora says, because Ein Issur Chalalis, so therefore we say in a regular case of Gedi, It won't work to be chayiv for basa v'cholov. So it must be that when the Torah said lois of ashul gedi, it wasn't talking about chayiv. Now that it wasn't talking about chaylev, even if you had a chatzik as ayis a chaylev with cholov, it won't make a difference. Because the Torah was never talking about chaylev. That's how he wants to learn. To me, this is a tremendous chiddush what he's saying. The reason why I find what he's saying to be a tremendous chiddush is for many reasons. Many reasons. But I mean, I'll tell you the two basic ones. Number one, chaylev is not on the table whether it's bechlal basar. That's not on the table. Chaylev is bechlal basar. Otherwise, there's no shaylev. We don't have to come on to any sechalal issa. Chaylev is bechlal basar. So it's not like it's a separate question. Is chaylev included in meat or not? And now we could start bringing simonim, whether it is or it's not.
So, what?
That's what I'm saying. That's the first thing that bothers me, what he said. The second thing, and this bothers me even more, because this I could dray with, chaylev. I'll tell you what bothers me even more, what he's saying. What bothers me more is that what he's saying really is mamish not correct, l'chayr. By an hour sugya, maybe we could swallow his chiddush. But it's not, what he's saying doesn't work, because when you take basar v'cholov and you cook it together, yeah? So now, there's an isser on a person, what's chal now? There's an isser on a person to eat any kazayas of this basar v'cholov, right? And every kazayas of basar b'cholov is a little less than just the kazayas of meat. You follow what I'm saying? When you cook basar b'cholov together, now, everybody agrees, every kazayas, that's the whole shach. Why do we say chanan by basar b'cholov? That the whole thing, because by basar b'cholov, it's not that the meat is also, the milk is also, it's the combination that's also, it's like shachness. The dish is not the linen that you have in your jacket. The beged is a beged shel shatnez. So when something turns into basar b'cholov, the Torah says you can't have any kazayas, right? So if this is a pot of basar b'cholov, every kazayas in this pot is us, right? Every kazayas of meat in this pot has a little less than a kazayas of meat because it has a little bit of the cholov, right? It's meat with a little milk. That little milk, whatever it is, whether it's a lot of milk, then it's if the meat is absorbed with a lot of milk, then it's a lot. Then it's missing a lot from being a kazayas. If it's mixed with a little milk, so then it's less missing from a kazayas. But there isn't, scientifically speaking. Forget the scientifically speaking. Every precise kazayas in this pot is a little less than a kazayas.
But together they make up a little.
Oh, So what the Karamai was saying is that the Pashtei Dikra is not talking about chaylev. Because chaylev, if you have it in the regular way, it'll be anis achalis, so that's not true. And it's always going to be exempt from the problem of anis achalis. Because every kazayas in this pot is a little less than a kazayas of chaylev. The little bit of milk that's in it. I don't care how big the pot is. I care what's also in this pot. So we know if you have an Isser Koil, Isser Moisif, then we say Isser Chal Isser. Here, it's very simple. When you cook the chaylev in the milk, now every kazayas of this pot becomes also as basar b'cholov. And as chaylev, it's only also if you have a little more than that. Of course we're assuming chaylev is meat. If the Gemara in Chulin is saying that the reason why you're not chayev is because ainis achalalis, so that means the Gemara is assuming that chaylev is meat. So all I'm telling you is that the Karamar is making it out like ordinarily it wouldn't be a problem of chatzi shir, because ordinarily you're dealing with more than a kazayas. Yeah, but I'm telling you, even if you're dealing with more than a kazayas, every kazayas of it is offer, and every kazayas of it is less than a kazayas of chaylev. Every kazayas of the basar b'cholov is less than a kazayas of chaylev. I have a pot here of chaylev b'cholov, right? And every kazayas of the chaylev and cholov is less than a kazayas of chaylev. You can't have a greater isser moisif than that. We always say isser chal isser if the second isser is increasing or adding. The second isser is creating a whole new thing. It's creating an isser on a kazayas of this chelav b'chalav, which till now was permitted. Yeah. So I don't even have. Forgetting, even if we were to accept that chelav is another thing and we can isolate it if we want, which is the point of the Karen Harris. But I'm asking you a different question. I'm asking you that even if I would do that, accept that, I'm only accepting it, why? Because the Karen Harris is saying, because the Pasuk is probably not talking about chelav. Because by chelav you have a problem of enis v'chalas ordinarily. It's not true. Because even ordinarily, an ordinary case of chelav v'cholav doesn't have a problem of enis v'chalas. Doesn't matter. We can only give you Malkus for the same Yevshel Tzamtzim. We can only give you Malkus now for the Bos of Acholav piece. Because it's a Yevshel Tzamtzim, so you had just enough for Kazayis, right? Whatever that you have to add. Now you have to add a little more than that for the Chalif in order to get Malkus for the Chalif. Whatever the line is. You understand? You have Cholav and Chalif. Let's say for argument's sake, the Cholav blows up the Chalif 10%. Okay? Let's assume for argument's sake, the cholav blows up. So now you have 10% more in the cholav because it's mixed with the cholav, right? So every kazayas of cholav that you're eating now, cholav b'cholav, can be 10% less than it would have had to have been if you were also al cholav. Al cholav, I would have needed more. If the cholav would have gotten absorbed with water, if I would have cooked cholav b'mayim, again, assuming Tam Ki Iker and running into new, then the halacha would be that it would be mutter. Until you have 10% more of this blown up chalav that has water in it. Right? So that's all I'm saying. So all I'm saying is that every case of chalav b'cholav, right, every case of chalav b'cholav is in a chatzishir. By definition. And therefore, it wouldn't make any sense that we would say that, you know what, it's a problem of Enes HaChalalism. We're not looking into the Chiddush of Basa B'Cholav. We have an issue called Basa B'Cholav. We're debating whether it's possible to say that it applies to Chalav B'Cholav. We're not debating the Chiddush of Basa B'Cholav. That we took care of. Now we want to know, is Chalav B'Cholav also Asur? Al's Basa B'Cholav. And we said, no, it can't be. Because Enes HaChalalism. Ask the Karen Ayah, what do you mean? You have less than a Kazayas of Chalav. Says, well, Pashtei Dikra is by more than a Kazayas. And therefore, that's not true. Because Pashtei Dikra is Basa with a little Chalav. So a Kazayas of both of them is less than a Kazayas of Chalav, by definition. There should be no problem of Enes HaChalalism.
Right. Here, you're creating a whole new Isser, but because of the combination.
Correct.
This combination.
Correct, but the meat.
It's not challah.
But the meat has a pre-existing exemption from being able to be used in a laboratory to increase Isser on it.
But there's still something different about.
Definitely.
Here it's a whole new concept.
Yeah, but that, so does a new concept. Exempted from the rules of Enes HaChalalism. We don't have any clear right. So you're saying possibly, but that wouldn't be a kasha. The fact that the Gemara would say that in fact a piece of meat that's already usher cannot become usher in this new type of isser would be something that we can accept. That's what the Gemara is telling us. If the Gemara would say if I care, then you would have a svara to say, oh, I have an idea, a creative thought, why it's different. But we're not dealing with that. We're dealing with just that the Gemara doesn't make sense because what do you mean? The Chatzi Zayas. So the Karen Ayah is saying, well, ordinarily you have a Kazayas. I'm telling you, no. Ordinarily you have less than a Kazayas. Every Kazayas of Basa B'Cholav is a little less than a Kazayas of me. It's a simple question.
Doesn't it become
okay, I'm going out of town today, so I'm not going to have to leave now, but As you've seen, we didn't finish the sugya. We have a lot more to discuss, so this will go for another week. So just stay till, you know, we're not going to go past the next Mishnah Dama Sheretz. But I will give you just right now another Ma'ariv Makom, if you can look up. First of all, the Ma'ariv Makom is that we mentioned. If you didn't get a chance to go through them, so please go through them. And also, the Reb Kiva Egel, in Chidushei Reb Kiva Egel, I mean, Avtoli will post it, Beli Nedo. Chidushei Reb Kiva Egel, on Mesech HaSchul and Daf Kuv Beis on this Chatzishir issue. Okay.